Former U.S. President Bill Clinton still credits a place called Hope for his success.
It is true that this is the symbol of a story that many millions and millions of Americans have lived on their own. It is true that a lot of what I learned here made it possible for me to be president.
The 42nd U.S. president was on hand this weekend for a dedication of his childhood home in Hope, Arkansas. The white two-story frame house on South Hervey Street was his family's home for the first 4 years of young Clinton's life. He and his mother, Virginia, shared the home with her parents. Recently, it became part of the National Park System.
I was looking at this house and thinking about where the kitchen was and how I used to sit in a high chair facing the window, and on the boards around the windows, my grandmother tacked cards and taught me to count and taught me to read when I was 2 and 3 years old and made me eat like a horse because the only healthy baby was a fat baby. And it is true that most of what I know that was later useful to me about people, I learned from people like you.
Clinton's comments at the Saturday event were smattered with anecdotes from his childhood and his time as U.S. president. He also devoted several minutes to the country's financial situation, saying U.S. focus has shifted from a people-centered society to a money-centered society, resulting in many families having less money. And then he went on to express concerns about balancing the budget.
When this financial meltdown happened, the median family income in America after inflation was already $2,000 lower than it was the day I left office. Because we stopped seeing people. So I ask you, I think there is a legitimate conservative or liberal position to be taken on what's the best way to balance the budget, what's the best way to improve education, what's the best way to reform health care, what's the best way to bring us an independent energy future that doesn't bankrupt the country and destroy the planet. I think you can argue this flat around, but you have to remember evidence and arithmetic and the aspirations of ordinary people. And to do that, you have to see them. That is the lasting lesson I got from my childhood.
Arkansas U.S. Congressman Mike Ross was the first to speak at the dedication of the former president's childhood home, saying Clinton's story is an important example of the American dream.
President Clinton's story is why we preserve presidential birthplaces, because they represent the core of what makes America so unique to the rest of the world.
However, U.S. Secretary of the Interior Ken Salazar added the event goes beyond just a celebration of history.
But it's also true that with all of the things that we do within the Department of Interior, that it's also about job creation and about tourism. And so when people come now to the Clinton Library and they come to Arkansas to celebrate the efforts of the Attorney General, the Governor, and the President of the United States, they also will come here to Hope, Arkansas. And when they come here, they will be able to see this great place, but hopefully they will also be able to help the economy of Hope, Arkansas, which is very much a part of the effort that we have underway with all of our initiatives within the Department of the Interior.
And residents at the Hempstead County City, which boasts a population of about 10,000 people, would agree. They hope the historic birthplace of former President Bill Clinton will mean a brighter future for their economy. Kendall Williams is a younger resident of Hope. She's 17.
Going to help Hope a lot. Visitors, money bringing in, everything.
In Texarkana, I'm Sabrina McCormick reporting.